We're here at a cairn circle between the Barat Nevas and the Mount Commander, and the fork between the Sola Kitchen Road, Barat Nevas and Mount Commander. And I'm standing in front of a sign that says Cairn Circle Megalithic Burial, 2,500 years old. There's a lot of construction work going on here, and I'm approaching one Mr. Popo, who we are going to ask about some questions.
Yes, you are totally crazy, and we are crazy. The whole world is crazy. You're just muddling up everything. And
what are you doing muddling up everything here? Tell
yeah,
me.
That's why I'm muddling
Hi,
up things.
Hi. So what is going on here?
Oh, that's radio, forget.
I see that you have circles bringing up. They were on the ground, and you brought them to the surface.
They're about 1 meter deep.
Yeah.
Now let's go in shape.
Okay. So tell us about the meticulous work
now
that's been going on.
To make these cairn circles, they're totally four. Two were excavated in 1988. Yeah. These were previous year, this year. So totally four. There's a half one. We try to lift out now. Lifting by 1 meter, create a different contours here. Yeah? But the circles are in level.
These circles are what small?
They were 1 meter down.
They were 1 meter down?
All lifted up.
In exactly the same location?
In exactly, because they're all numbered. Each stone has been photographed, yeah, putting it the same way back. But you see loose, it's only detailing after, not now.
And these are limestone?
These are limestones carried about 3 or 4 kilometers away.
From here?
From here. Yeah, it was a different period in the megalithic time. People did this. It's simple, ordinary man couldn't afford to do it. But so it carries a meaning. And
what do you think that meaning is?
I won't tell you.
So do you think
not in the radio.
Is this where they buried people?
Yeah, yeah. No. It's called secondary burial. They were all disturbed or destroyed sarcophagi in each. Nothing was complete. Only it happened here. The other burials, the urn burials, are always usually complete. Yeah, and there's a huge capstone here, about 1 ton. Yeah?
And this stone is made out of what, Popo?
Granite.
So there's a headstone made out of granite that would be found in the center of the limestone.
Not limestone,
circle.
There's a different story. Granite comes from Milam.
So that's
this comes from Raya Pudupakkam, 3-4 kilometers away. And those people had to pay somewhere by barter, you know, to exchange. Yeah. I don't know how they did. You will never know how many cows you have to give to get that slab here. So that will be placed where we are working now.
Yeah.
And this slab was found here. It will be all part of a contour.
Yeah.
And this will be a megalithic official park for everybody.
So in fact, this is the Tamil Cultural Heritage Center. In my mind.
An ancient one, yeah? Okay, if you want to say that, yes. The other is different, right? So the people can come here, cows can come here. So we plant katamani here, but they won't eat. Yeah, not these nice things like you.
And so this is, you're going to remake this whole sort of plaza with what was under the ground, above the ground, so people can actually see how it looked like. So it's a living museum, as it were.
Exactly, and this is the modern approach to history, pedagogics, and I may claim, I don't know, I think we do it first time in India. Usually, yeah, I think so, because I'm not aware of it.
Except when we go and visit temples that are on the site.
That is different, but especially these periods here, 2,000 years ago, usually nobody cares, it's not appreciated, yeah. But for example, in Europe, it would be a big thing to find it here.
What is 2,500 years ago? What was happening on Earth? What was going on? Give me a little bit of a picture.
The most probably the North Pole was where exactly the North Pole was.
Those are unchangeable.
And the other were unchangeable. Yeah, different had different
were
world.
Were the Vikings around then? What was happening?
Vikings didn't turn up here, but.
No, but what was happening in...
You imagine here dry jungle everywhere. The dry jungle has been cut off 200 or 300 years ago. There were dry, strong trees. Everything was cut off. That's why we entered 40 years ago or 50 years ago an empty land. And those people here, they not nomadic, but they lived in normal huts, simply because we never found a foundation, yeah, or nearby, and carried basically Hinduism, which we term it today, already in its roots at that time, yeah, worship natural elements, gods, mother goddess, and all those things. These are part of the game.
So under these huge granite slabs, you would find
there was an urn burial.
Okay, made out of earth.
Terracotta. And then around there are pots, iron implements, beads sometimes, not here, and sometimes valuables, bronze, not
beads,
here,
and like
but not here. We didn't find anything here.
Yeah.
So the actual body was exposed to the nature after death, and after some time they arranged for this. And the body was gone, spread by Shekel's dogs, who eat up the body, and other insects, animals. Yeah, and then small little bones. Sometimes you get a handful full of bones, which most probably must have been identified in those days as the persons to be buried. And that's all. Not a full. We haven't found a full body here.
I don't know if you remember, but when we were children, this area was all considered haunted for us.
It comes from that period, because burial means, like in graveyards in Europe, nobody goes there at 10 o'clock and relaxes there on the bench.
Scary,
you know?
I remember.
No, even including me, it's. I think it's very natural.
And
I have not investigated why it is so.
And I remember my brother telling me, look, it's changed. And I said, yeah, it's changed. And then he asked a local person and he said, it's changed now. And then the Tamil person replied, yeah, because there's electricity. So they ran away.
No. Look here, first of all, here you don't find any village. The next village is Kottakarai. Not as it is today. It was farther away. So if this would have been an ancient town as it is, as the word says, Kottakarai,
words meaning?
Meaning is fortress in the forest. And like Kottai in Chennai. Yeah. So there must be something very ancient, but people told their foundation somewhere.
In Kottakarai.
And, yes,
and
I've seen.
Discovered those, or have you?
I can't dig in Kottakarai. You have the old people on your head. This is our own land. Only you can do it this way. No.
So how far along are you, and when do you think that this area is going to be
open
to the public?
No, we got this time 5 legs from the governing board, and we have another 2 leg rest, and we have to see. Now leveling is done.
Let me know if you want to put a bench here.
There, lying there. One.
Wonderful.
And another 4 or 7 benches. You may not remember, but there's a picture, you and Frank and your other brothers, where you sit under, where you stand under the banyan with Svetik, looking at the model or what. That, you know that photo. So this was shaded by canvas, and the canvas held by ropes on concrete pillars. Correct?
Yes.
Where are the concrete pillars?
No idea.
Yeah, I know. When I go every day, I pass over them in the, you know the...
Citadine.
Citadine was peanuts.
No.
And you go to our place, when you go to Afsane, you go to a deep ditch and then you go up. They're lying 6, 7 there. They come here. From the inauguration. Is it not nice?
That is lovely.
That's nice, no?
That's lovely. So you're coming full circle. The birth of Oroville and the death of an old...
No, it's historic. And this place was totally abandoned. Nothing happened. This was abandoned by Divakar because no parking should happen here, and everything was tied here. We had to close the road to continue the circle, yeah, and this will be a cycle path, and cars will go that other way.
It's wonderful.
We widened this, by the way.
Yeah. And make the shortcut here.
At least 2-3 meter more in the, everything will be wider. Even this is a peanut road here, you know, when I see the traffic every day.
Great.
Yeah, and then there will be sitting benches. Each rock is a sitting stool. Yeah.
Thank you. Well, I think it's wonderful. Thank you, Popo, for giving me a little bit of your time.
I believe this looks permanent.
It does.
Our 150 157 different Auroville groups and interests, with three acronyms, BSA, BBC, LMB, BGP, you know, and PDI, then PIO, you know, if you count all, if you count all these groups, yeah, this is permanent. I believe so.
This is much more permanent.
And Leffen, we have a crude Hitler, he makes everything flat. And
even then, there will be some traces.
Yeah.
So you have a big crew here.
So, for
working?
Example, that people will come here. All the fence will go, it will be an open thing. Cars will have to, there
you
can
have to
be
protect
pockets.
It from some, you have to protect it that cars don't drive
no,
through.
No, we have to put
granite posts or fences.
We don't, I don't know what is the cheapest because our money is limited. Granite posts every 60, 70, one. And no car will come. Motorcycle can come in, but they can't go through. And nobody will do it. And then a cycle, they can come.
And this tree you're going to keep, I hope, for some shade?
All trees are kept.
Trees
are kept.
Wow, it's fantastic.
Luckily, there's only one tree, which is in this circle. You see here?
Yes.
It's still there.
That's
no,
it.
We keep emphasis. We have protesters here, like my daughter. You know, don't cut. You know.
It's imagination tree.
Yes. So this whole area, what you see from the tent onward, till there, still to be excavated. And this we cannot do with the money available. This needs some other time.
But you're going to try and make it finished with the money available so that it's visitable and then
We have only five, how much now? Two and a half legs left now. But we do the main featuring we do here.
So if people wanted to contribute to this project, Popo, how would they do it? They would send money to Popo
Central,
Archaeology?
No.
Central Fund.
Central Fund. Account number 0123. It's very simple.
Very good.
Even Modi would remember.
Excellent. Thank you, Popo.
Okay. So that's called interview.